And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goober, Goober!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm not using a microphone this week, I'm talking at my laptop.
Yeah.
I have a problem with my mic lead, so my apologies if I sound even worse than normal. I can't do anything about it.
It'll be fine. At least we're doing the show.
At least we're doing the show.
Yeah.
It's a week after Easter. It's a week since we were in the flesh. We'll be talking about it all later. I've got a word of the week. We're changing the show around a little bit this week. I wonder if anybody will notice. I had no emails from you last week concerning Robin's Nest, so clearly that's the best thing we could think of.
Yeah.
Here's yet another new release from That's Not Skanking, League Apart. More potatoes, Uncle Tusky. That's Leagues Apart, Tony, from their new mini-album, which is called To Anywhere, and features, again, one of the things I really like about TNS, That's Not Skanking, is that their bands tend to have really good titles for their songs.
Mm.
You just heard More Potatoes, Uncle Tusky, but they also have Davy and the Slick Cigarettes, All This Talk of Sinking Ships is Making Me Thirsty, Kieran Looks Like Rob Brydon, Ivan Splits in Half, Garbage Day, and Hail to the King, baby. Basically, get it. It was also the little package they sent through also included the latest TNS Records Free Punk and Scarf fanzine for March and April 2010, featuring the Kirk Section 13 TOTR, Mr. Shiraz, Leagues Apart, and Strummer Camp 2010 in detail, which I imagine you might be talking about later on, my friend, Summer.
Yeah. Well, kind of, I will be. It's a different group, but yeah.
Oh, Somerville, what are you doing this
Somerville,
week?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, and I just noticed they've got a massive advert for Rebellion this year, August the 5th to 8th as well, which has got some pretty good bands on. Fair enough. Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Leagues Apart's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LeagueApart.
No, myspace.com/leaguesapartmusic. Before we do Internet 1, Tony Neil, if I haven't mentioned it already, you're listening to the Rich Morton Sound on the Leaguers. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bears this week. I have some additional material. We haven't had any MySpace comments for this week, but I've had one or two other things. myspace.com/punkyradio. Do feel free to send us stuff. We've had a word of the week from Insane Star, which I think you're going to quite like.
Okay.
Oh, Insane Star. Hey, Paul. Both of my sisters are chaps. Not something you admit to, is it?
No.
And when I was forced to visit my family over Easter, one of them came up with a great phrase that I thought might make a good word of the week. They were having a typical slapping fight when my older sister slaps my younger sister right across the face. The younger sister tried to complain to Dad, but my older sister retorted with, "I didn't slap you, I gave you a high five to the face." I shall have to give some high fives in the face of miserable emos. Insane Star. Excellent idea. What do you reckon?
Nice.
Rather than slapping someone, you're just giving them a high five to the face. I think that's a good way. I reckon that'd stand up in a court of law. Well, if you know, was in charge. Anyway. So thank you, Insane Star. Yes, a high five to the face is a little slap there. It's kind of like the same idea as a Glasgow kiss, I suppose.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
A high five to the face, I'm liking very much. If you have an idea for Word of the Week, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, Word of the Week. I got an email from Bill this week saying that he had got his CDs.
Nice.
Because Bill, you will remember, won 36 CDs in our Christmas competition that I promised he would get the CDs before Easter. He didn't. I posted them well before Easter, but the American Postal Service is obviously very slow, and he got them just after Easter, so it was a post-Easter present for him, and he's now catching up with Punkies, what with having the new child and all that. He's been a little bit busy. So anyway, congratulations, Bill, and I'm glad that you're enjoying the CDs. Now, we've also in this section, Tony, I've got loads to it. We have got a Comedy Suburbs. This is yet another one that's come through from Bridget Kerr. I'm obviously on an email list for spam jokes, but I quite like a lot of the company. If you do have a joke that you'd like to tell us that you've written yourself, or one that you'd like us to read out on the show, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. Here we go. A big Texan cowboy stopped at a local restaurant following a day of drinking and roaming around in Mexico. While sipping his tequila, he noticed a sizzling, scrumptious-looking platter being served at the next table. Not only did it look good, the smell was wonderful. He asked the waiter, "What is that you just served?" The waiter replied, "Ah, senor, you have excellent taste. Those are bird's testicles from the buffet this morning at Delicacy." The cowboy, though momentarily daunted, said, "What the heck? I'm on vacation down here. Bring me an order." The waiter replied, "I'm so sorry, senor. There's only one serving per day because there's only one buffet each morning. If you come early tomorrow and place your order, we will be sure to save you this delicacy." The next morning, the cowboy returned, placed his order, and then that evening, he was served the one and only special delicacy of the day. After a few bites and inspecting the contents of his platter, he called to the waiter and said, "Hey, these are delicious, but they are much, much smaller than the ones I saw you serve yesterday." The waiter shrugged his shoulders and replied, "Si, si, senor, sometimes the bull wins." Very nice. You might have been put off by my brilliant accent. Oh.
No, it's good.
Excellent, good. Yeah. Right, so anyway, that's that, so we can get on with song two now. Song two, woohoo! Song two is an interesting tone. Second song on this week's Punky, because it's by a band that won the Town Mill Mansfield Battle of the Bands this year.
All right, okay.
A band called the Taste Buds, and I have got their album around here. It's here, in fact. Here's their album, and it's called Taste Buds. Now, when we spoke to Kevin Mill last week, and I'm sure you will be bringing this up later on in the show when you talk about your gig last Sunday, because you've actually got something to say. He said, oh, look, I said, any decent new bands around here? He went, yeah, a band called Taste Buds that won the most recent Battle of the Bands. And I went, oh, right, okay, so I'd like them. He said, I'm not sure, I don't know whether it'd be your sort of thing or not, because you know how he likes a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gave me the CD, and actually, I like it. Not all of it. But that's not a bad thing for people who like music. I like about half of it, but that the half I do like is really good. And obviously, I was drawn to the attention of the one that we're going to play, because it's just got a great title, as usual. What I'll know is, Tony, what is the Taste Buds MySpace page? Oh, they could just be Taste Buds. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Taste Buds.
No, MySpace.com/ Taste Buds Online. There's a few bands around the world called Taste Buds. MySpace.com/ Taste Buds Online. Tony Neal, poorly being the internet too. Hold the candle closer while I shave the chicken's lips. Taste Buds, Tony. I'm not a fan of the whole album, but I do like at least half of it. Now, on that basis, I recommend that everyone listening goes to check them out and see whether you share my opinion or whether you have a better one. Because I suspect that Taste Buds are actually a lot of people's cup of tea more than mine. And Kevin was right that, as I say, that basically, I like half of it. Now, as it goes, on a modern album, me liking half of it is a fucking result.
Right.
So I'm trying to talk myself out of this and just digging a bigger hole for myself. Basically, Taste Buds are good, and I like half their album. Sound alright?
Sounds fine.
You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I was wondering, have you got any podcast alley, Tony?
I do. Thank you for all your votes and comments so far this month. It's early month yet, so a lot of you still haven't voted. So if you haven't voted so far, please do vote for us. Easy way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. Thank you all for your votes. I appreciate every single one of them. And here we go. Punky, ergo sum. That's right, I listen to Punky, therefore I am. Laughing my ass off and expanding my musical horizons. The chat is hilarious and I get introduced to lots of great music. I'd love to hear some Devilish Presley if you can swing it. And you can't go wrong with Riot Squad. Thanks for a great show, Smacktards. Cybercrime, who sent in last week's is a twat. Thank you, Cybercrime.
And fair enough, Cybercrime. And we will try and get both of those on the next week's show.
Yeah,
seems sensible, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I'll try and get both on next week. I might make a note of that.
Okay.
In fact, I might make a mental note of it. Done.
Catching up after Christmas break, but still remembering to put in my vote. Tim Potter. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you very much indeed, Tim. I'm just typing in Dev Prez plus Riot Squad. Done it.
March already? Who stole January and February? Maybe I need to lay off the absolute. Fab show as always, Insane Star.
Insane Star, thank you so much. You appear to be featuring on the show this week. Like, that's a change. I need to lay off.
Okay.
Just everything.
Fair enough.
Because it's now the middle of April, and my liver has got more idea about what's happened this year than my brain has.
Worrying. But thanks for the vote, Insane Star, and maybe I think you've already voted in April, so thank you again.
Yes, thank you all.
Next one, not listened for a while, back now, and good to hear you are both well. Graham B. Thanks, Graham.
Graham!
Nah, different Graham.
Oh, not that Graham.
Nah.
Someone else is Graham!
Cheers for that, Graham. Last one, Goopa Goopa Smacktards. Have a vote from me. High time I voted and left a comment. Have got every show since late 2005. Apologies for the tardiness, but like many a punky file, I'm a lazy sod. Promise to vote every month from now on. Keep up the good work. Absolutely brilliant podcast. Pisses on everything else on the internet. Really appreciate the effort you guys put into making this every week. You spoilers. More Duel, Zombina and the Scourge. Less brass. Sorry. Please. Thank you, guitar. Anders from St. Albans.
Well, Anders from St. Albans. Hang on while I add those. Which ones? What were they?
Duel, Zombina.
Duel, Zombina.
And the Scourge.
Scourge. God, these guys want a great show, don't they?
Yeah.
I had got half the songs for next week, but I'm going to change it all.
Okay.
You're going to get what you've asked for. I'm going to prove that this putting down what song that I can podcast how it works. So next week you will hear music from Devilish Presley, Riot Squad, Jules, Zombina and the Scourge. I may email Zombina again and say, look, are you going to send us this new album or what? I'm getting really pissed off.
Yeah, why don't they? That's strange.
It's just because they're just not getting around to it.
Alright, but that's it for Podcast Alley.
Well, it was beautifully read, Tony.
Thank you very much.
I got something that's beautifully read.
Postcards.
No, my penis.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of eyes, song 3, TV Eye. We'll be right back. That's Modern Man by TVI, Tony. If you notice, there might, if you think there's a bit of a sort of darker tinge to the music this week, you'd be absolutely right. Even though their album is called Nice People, I think Modern Man is quite dark and new, sort of new wavy and sort of Dead Kennedys-ish a bit as well. A little bit Beach Boys-y. Like it a lot. This is a great album that I've spoken about on several occasions. 32 tracks on it. And we are going to play Banana at some point, I promise you. But not this week. What I want to know is, Tony, but from our Swedish friends, what is TVI's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TVI.
No, MySpace.com/TVI punk. Only be the internet free, Tony Mill. This is uncharted waters. The Swedish are familiar with Dark Skies, living as they do in the far north of the globe. I was talking to my friend Laurie the other day, and she was saying, "So, what's it? Have you been to Canada?" I went, "Yeah." She went, "Do they speak French in Canada?" I said, "Not all of it." I said, "Do you not know a lot about Canada?" He said, "No, all I know about Canada is that they're all afraid of the dark."
What?
I beg your pardon. I don't think Canada and Ireland were afraid of the dark. They're pretty used to it. They're afraid of America. With a good reason. They've got loads of guns. But yeah, as far as that, anyway, no matter really. You listen to Guanabats underneath this. Thanks for doing such a great job on the face this week, Tony. However, I do want to talk about last week. Maybe you'd like to fill us in on the Right Hand Pink gig last Monday at the Town Hall.
So last week, we, after doing the show, we went to Time Hill to do our gig. We thought we were on with Here's to Tragedy and Skint. Sadly, Here's to Tragedy couldn't make it. They clearly just had too much time spent just crying at home and just couldn't make the gig.
The driver slashed his wrist in the van on the way to the show.
Yeah.
Kissing blood.
But they were replaced by Knobjaw, who
an excellent replacement.
Quite so emo.
Knobjaw. Mansfield, they really ought to tour with Monkey Fist.
Yeah. But this meant basically we were on with two metal bands. Again. Always seems to happen to us. No matter what band I'm in, stuck with two metal bands. So we went on first. And I wore a rather fetching pink off-the-shoulder number.
With no jeans.
With no jeans. No, I've learned my lesson on that. So
you did it full Captain Sensible style, and you also had a great gag after Arcali mentioned the MySpace page. When you said that I had my own MySpace page.
No one asked me for it afterwards. Can you believe it?
Kel surprise.
But yeah, it was alright. We went on first, which I always kind of prefer, because you get it out of the way and you can get on with the drinking. And there was a decent crowd there. There was quite a few people, and we had a few issues with sound, but I thought it was quite a good gig. And
I thought you were very good when you rocked.
Yeah, it's a weird mixture, and I've been having many thoughts about it this past week, and I don't know. It's,
really?
Yeah, because because there was such a mixture of people in the band, and we spoke a lot about it last week, and
yeah,
and the band on Thursday, we were doing like a cover set, and there's just so many. I'm not ever going to play Hero by Enrique. I don't care how much I might get paid.
Tony, I'm very glad to hear that.
But you know. When someone asks you that you might to play, you think, "Oh, why am I in this band?" So I'm having a few, thoughts about it all. But,
I would resign if the band asked me to play that. I would go, "Sorry, this isn't working out." If you remember Mansfield 103, I got in trouble with them for banning Enrique from Sunday afternoons.
Oh, right, did you?
Yeah, they said, "Look, people out there like it. If they ask for it, you've got to play it." I went, "No, I haven't."
Exactly. Horrible song.
I said, "I'm just not doing it." And what it meant was, it led to me generating some income for the station, because people started bombarding me with texts saying, play Enrique. And I was going, "No, never. Not on my watch. Not on the Sunday afternoon shambles, the SAS. No way."
It's horrible.
And I got in bother for that song, so
it's horrible. So yeah, so I don't know. So I think we're going to have a few thoughts and we'll have a bit of a chat and see which way the band's heading, and I don't know. But I do enjoy it and I like it when it rocks, but I don't know which direction they're moving in. So we're maybe at a crossroad. They'll carry on probably regardless, but I don't know. I will probably stick with it for a bit, but weird week. Weird week.
Yes. The thing was that what I found was that when you were good, you were very, very good. And when I didn't like you as much, I went downstairs and found the fruiting. But yeah. I didn't play on the fruiting. I just went downstairs. I can't remember why I went downstairs. Oh, well, I had a chat with Kev.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a chat with Kev downstairs. So I did just nip down, but then got stuck with him until he finished. So I'll say got stuck. That sounds wrong. We were talking until you finished. So, but I did like the first half of the set. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought you were really good. Anyway.
Thank you.
What else have you done this week? Anything?
That's it, really. Since then, it was a 4-day working week, so it's just catch up after that. I've actually hired my first staff member who starts tomorrow, so I've got a new starter tomorrow. Which is strange. Enjoy, so I've had lots of catching up in preparation for that and work flying in. So it's been good. But it was my dad's birthday at the weekend.
Oh, cool.
And so I went to see my parents back in Kirkby, where I used to live. And he just wanted to go to Wetherspoons for a pint for lunch, so that's what we did. Wetherspoons in Sutton. So that was my week, really. So a bit busy, and then a bit of birthday stuff. And and my sister moves to Australia next week.
Bloody hell!
That's what it's going to happen. So a week today, my sister's moved to Australia, and that only came to light about a week ago. She's been trying to do it for a few months, and suddenly it's like she's going, and going next week. So lots of family stuff.
The best of luck to her.
Yeah, thank you.
We went out after your gig in Nottingham, and we were the only people out, weren't we?
It was dead. I was a bit freaked out by that. I've never been out and it'd be so quiet.
We were expecting to show Steph some... I mean, admittedly, we didn't get out to about 10:30, did we? But
no.
We were expecting to show Steph some really happening pubs, man.
Yeah.
And it was just... There was love out.
The late bar, the last time I went in there, it was jammed, and I was like, you had to struggle to stand and get to the bar, and it was just isn't
yeah.
it? Was weird.
It was a bit odd. I was going to tell you all about what I've been doing over the last few days, but frankly, it's massive. I might have to save it till later on in the show. I did like because basically, after I left you, Wednesday night, I went out on my friend Sulu and G's birthday. It was her birthday, but he was there. And we went to tapas. I don't really like tapas. Mm-hmm. In a little bar in Letchworth called La Concha. And they all left at 10 o'clock. And I'm not having that. Unfortunately, the boss of the place came in. I know him. So we ended up staying till well after midnight with him and his daughter and her mate and this other bloke just getting smashed. Then on Thursday, I did the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year. It's all right, he didn't mind. It was I hosted it in at my mate Steve's pub. That got incredibly, but it was absolutely brilliant. Got incredibly messy, and we pulled a 5 o'clocker there. Then on Friday, I did my show in Hitchin, and it was sold out. And Craig Murray and Matthew Hardy were on, both brilliant. And Matthew went out with me afterwards. We went to Bombora, where we met an idiot. And I'd been warned. Matt walked over to Matt, saw this guy approaching me, ran up to me. And in his best Australian accent, like, don't fucking talk to this bloke, mate, he's a cunt. Right? Right? And he can't be that bad, he'll be alright. He had a big smile on his face. Within 30 seconds of talking to this bloke, I just wanted him out of my life forever. He was just an appalling man. And he made me so angry that at one point, I actually slammed my hand down on the bar and said, will you just leave me alone? Right? And kind of the bar staff looked around, one of the doormen came over, and he's going, what's going on? I said, bloke's a fool. He's just a fool. So anyway, Matt was going, I'll fucking punch him if you want. I said, no, don't fucking punch him. He's just an idiot. This guy was just, he did a thing where he was nice to you, and then in the next sentence he'd say something really appallingly rude and untoward, and then act like nothing had happened and say something else nice. And you go, look, what's wrong with you? Why are you talking to me? What are you trying to achieve? Because if what you're trying to achieve is winding me up, you've achieved it, so you can fuck off now. No, mate, things, you got it wrong. I think you're really funny. How the conversation finished was, he said to me, I think you're really good, but you are obnoxious.
Right.
And I said, I feel exactly the same way, except for the really good bit about you. And he said, so I suppose this conversation's over then. I went, this conversation's over about 20 minutes ago. You just haven't fucked off. Just go away. So anyway, that was that. And then I'll tell you about Saturday and Sunday after we played the next song. I'll tell you about the next song after we've played it. It's a new release from Voodoo Rhythm Records. As I said, it's a pretty dark show this week. It doesn't get a lot darker than Dead Brothers and from their new album, Death Blues.
Cypress trees bear witness in the crimson light to the first murder. Death blues, death blues. Well, leg but three chords to young man who lost his wife. It went something like death blues, death blues. Ingo Koda, you can hear him scream death blues. In the fields they hollered in pain death blues. And then they whistled the same old tune death blues, death blues. Abraham sang it, and David to Ruth, and Anna taught the little ones that verse too. The day will come when St. John's vision will come true. The trumpets will sound. Oh, what will we hear? Death blues. Death blues. Yes, death blues. Death blues. Noah's still waiting for another flood, and the king's hands are still sticky from all that blood. The kingdom is as rotten as the sea is blue, and wherever you turn, you'll see death too. When death blues, death blues, death blues, death blues, oh, death blues, death blues, blues.
It's so dark in my flat that I can't read the name of the Dead Brothers album.
Right.
But it is brand new and it's absolutely brilliant and it's all like that. If you enjoyed that track, you've got to buy this album. It's really, really mental. They don't sound like where they're from. They're from a Swiss mountain village and they do not sound like they're from a Swiss mountain village. They are. It's just insane. I was listening to this album this afternoon going, oh, this is... You're going to be hearing more from Dead Brothers in future weeks, put it that way. What do I know is, Tony, what is Dead Brothers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dead Brothers.
No, MySpace.com/Dead Brothers Music. It's Tony Neil, poorly being Internet 4.
And now it's time. Tonight.
Can't do it. You're not, are you?
No.
Now it's time. You're doing nearly as well as my dad did at the National, where he managed to back every single horse that fell over. He was furious. It was very funny. So anyway, Tony, I wouldn't have thought over the last week, what you'd only be a 4-day week and you'd be really busy and having to get over the gig and then having a fairly difficult Thursday rehearsal with Right Hand Pink, that you know anything about our friends at GoDaddy.com.
No, I completely forgot.
Well, so the tuna chromosome is 3, because I still haven't updated this fucking bed. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Okay. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and, oh yeah, easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's...
PUNKY8.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £35. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
And a big popper popped in there. And there is now a PUNKY9 code, that's...
PUNKY9!
Which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code, PUNKY25, that's...
PUNKY25.
Gives 25% off orders of over £65. Buggeration. PUNKY20H, that's...
PUNKY20H.
Gives 20% off hosting plans, and PUNKY SSL...
That's PUNKY SSL.
Which will give you a standard SSL certificate, which is $12.99. But go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. So, let's see if we can up the tempo a little bit after Death Blues with something from Japan Files. Double negative. I'm not making you say this yourself, Tony. Mika Itakuchi.
Thank you. so good, oh, fame for fast now me in this Grammy show. He gotta hear it. They are so good, oh, fame for fast now me in this Grammy show. He gotta
hear it.
They are so good, oh, fame for fast now me in this Grammy show. He gotta hear it. Tati the kilo, Mission of Truth, man, hero, he's at the Ivy Point.
So that's another great band from Japan Files. They're in the ska section, but they're actually a little bit less ska than one of the ska punk bands we played the other week in the punk section. A band called Double Negative. This is from their latest album. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Double Negative's Japan Files page?
japanfiles.com/double-negative.
It is.
Hey.
Tony Wong, all of the internet for.
Oh.
We could be in for a hell of a second half. Now then, do visit japanfiles.com. They're very, very good at just being able to push really good music at you really easily and really cheaply as well. There's every single form of alternative music from Japan is on this site, and it's really easy to download, really easy to use, and I just really like it. And I like, you know, so many good bands there as well. I could have a great time in Japan for a couple of weeks, I reckon. A really great time. Now, you're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I was wondering whether you maybe have any sort of gig guide for us.
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's
International Gig Guide? Not as good as last week's.
No.
Bang on last week. Yes, so Strummerville, which is on this Friday the 16th of April, is a charity show at the Fiddler's Elbow in Camden. It's an aid of Strummerville, which is the Joe Strummer Foundation for New Music. And there's five bands playing, bringing together rock, reggae, classic punk and new punk styles on one bill. But they need help getting the exposure you deserve, so we're going to read it out. The headliners, Shag Nasty. They were originally given £500 by their pal Joe Strummer in 1976, straight out of the Clash's CBS advance, and told to buy some amps. 34 years later, they're still going, still writing new music, and keeping the punk scene alive. They may be near their bus passes and their first pair of long trousers, but they've still got it. They've got it in spades. Nothing can detract from the quality of their performance, from the opening bars of power to the closing notes of Punk Anthem 77. They treat the audience to vintage punk. No doubt there'll be some Clash covers sneaking into their set list on the night too. That £500 has got them a long way, and now they're giving something back. They're joined by their gigging buddies, UK Vomit, who, although 20 years their juniors, are well aware of their punk rock heritage, naming the Clash and the Ramones their primary influences in the song Aylesbury Rock City, with titles and lyrics that would offend the less enlightened. It would be easy to write UK Vomit off as just another typical punk band that swear a lot, but there's so much more. A great live band with boundless energy, technically very proficient, tight and solid bass and drums, dual guitar solos and vocals live with power and edge. And there's also Baptist and the Rebels, who are a hugely impressive nine-piece reggae and roots band. Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots, who are a fast-playing three-piece punkabilly band.
What a fantastic name for a band.
Yeah. And finally, Criminal Brainstorm, who are an aggressive, hard-edged post-punk type band. True to the punk rock ethos, this is a real DIY event, and none of the bands have agents or labels to support them and have taken on all the promotion work independently. So, if you feel free this Friday, please come and show your support. There will be more than enough opportunity for you to promote your own music and upcoming events to the right people whilst having a good time too. And that's from UK Vomit.
Right, so how much is it to get in?
Doesn't say, let's see. We've got the poster, £6. So it's £6, doors open at 7:30. And it's the Fiddler's Elbow, which is on 1 Maldon Road, Kentish Town.
Excellent.
Yeah. There you go.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. So I'll just tell you briefly then about Saturday night when I did my gig in Lechwith with the same bill as Friday. Again, a sold out show, absolutely over the moon, I thought, because the weather was good, we might have lost a few, but absolutely packed, absolutely brilliant show. In the car, straight after the show, over to the Ashcroft Arms in Luton, where I phoned ahead. I was hands-free. I phoned ahead my beer order. I phoned up Steve as I was approaching the pub. I went, yes, I'd like to get, I'd like to order some beverages to drink in. He went, yes, oh, what was your, I said, oh, I have one Guinness and one shot that will make my eyes water. He said, I'll start pouring them now. I went, very good. So I parked up, got out of the car, walked into the pub, where opened the doors as the Guinness was put on the table with this shot that just looked like death in a tiny bucket. Just banged the shot back, got stuck into the Guinness. I went, how are you doing? He went, very good. We were there until just before midnight when we went over to the Coven, where it was down on numbers this month because a lot of the Luton Goths and a lot of the Goths from around the area that come up there for it had gone to a thing in London instead. So it was down on numbers, but it wasn't down in spirit. It was absolutely brilliant. The music was as good as I've ever heard it up there. The people that were there were as friendly as ever. Small Paul was on top form. Loopy was helping out with the shots. Everything got very messy, and then I started really needing a battered sausage. Sadly, because we had battered sausages the week before, hadn't we?
Yeah.
And Steph had never had a battered sausage before.
Well,
Tony. but couldn't get one, settled for a kebab instead, and then we went back to the pub, drank a bit, fucked off to bed. And I'll tell you about Sunday in the next bit, because obviously this is taking way too long. Sunday was hilarious. I've been looking for this band. I've been looking for their CDs for a while. They were elsewhere in the flat. I'm going to mention them briefly now. The Quakes, Tony. You remember me saying a few weeks ago that I've never seen them live, and I was really, really looking forward to seeing them at the Psychobilly in Spain, meeting Spain in June this year, which I will be at. And I wanted to play a Quakes track to advertise the fact that it's happening at Pineda de Mar, 24th, 27th of June, I think, and I'll be there throughout. And the Quakes are again one of the original Psychobilly bands, and almost more importantly, kind of the original US Psychobilly band after the Cramps. The Quakes were kind of next, and just a very interesting band. We've played quite a bit of their stuff, and Paul Roman, the lead singer, has personally sent us a couple of CDs, which I then managed to put to one side and not find. So I'm glad I found them now. This is from their album Psyops. Tony, what is the Quakes MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheQuakes.
It is. Ooh. Tony 2. He's on the way back. Tony 2, he's probably been the internet 4. Did you just have a clanger enter the flat? And this is Lifetime to Go. Change, baby, and you say, no, you're the one who's strange. That's the Quakes. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony. So I just need to conclude what happened to me last week by Sunday, yesterday, when I was invited to compare the Lady Burlesque charity cabaret show at Blotts Country Club in the National Water Sports Centre, formerly known as Home Pierre Pond, if that exists, still is. Absolutely beautiful building, absolutely beautiful room, and a lovely little drive up. I got there about 6 o'clock and was shown into the dressing room where there were 30 women just getting changed.
Nice.
It was terrific. and a drag act called Craig.
Ah.
So we shared man corner as we were surrounded by tits, basically. It wasn't classic burlesque in that it was a kind of a dance studio that teaches dance. It was all group dances of five or six girls at a time, and there was like the only thing, they weren't doing sort of stripping burlesque, they were dressed up burlesque style.
Right, okay.
And did various numbers. But they also had some classic burlesque acts booked. The only two of which showed up were called Liberty Pink, who's a burlesque singer, and Pixie Parasol, a burlesque act who does the Pink Pack Club and one or two other places. But other than them, every other dancer on wasn't classic burlesque. So, and the audience, it wasn't a burlesque audience, it's made up of family and friends and various different people. And then the thing was that there were just so many of these fucking dances, I must have gone on stage about 35 times. And I had to run up this catwalk onto the stage, do a bit, and then run off again every time. By the end of it, I was exhausted. Like, in the first half of the show was an hour and a quarter long, and people were just needing a drink and just getting a bit restless. Then there's a big long break in which the DJ played a load of shit. Then the second half of the show started, where we got to do some of the dances, and then it was time for the Take That tribute acts.
Oh dear.
Who were down to do half an hour. Problem. Not only has Robbie Williams also been dispensed with, but Howard and Jason had dropped out due to prior commitments. So we got Mark and Gary. Alright. We got. I said, now hang on. If 50% of you are missing, how do you want to be introduced? Do you want to be Take or do you want to be That? Right. And I was really hoping they'd say That, but we've come up with Take Two. Fair enough, Take Two. No. So they went on and they played all the songs I've hated over the last few years. But they were quite funny and had a bit of a laugh between the songs. They were all right, they were admitting that they couldn't do as well as all. But actually the crowd, this is why I'm saying it wasn't a burlesque, the crowd went for them more than anything else all night. Right.
Okay.
And they do about a half hour and finish. We're Take Two, thank you very much, good night, cheers and all that. They walk off, go backstage, I walk back on and go, anyway, Take Two, ladies and gentlemen, how's that? Yeah, really good, right, time to move on. And then I hear this, they got a radio mic, they say, would you like some more? And I'm ready to introduce the next act, right? And they go, would you like some more? And I'm going, well, no. But the audience were like, yeah. And then obviously they'd arranged it with someone to come and do this big fuck of uncle. So anyway, I sort of slowed back off, a bit embarrassed. They come and do another couple of numbers that go down really well. Then they finish, go, that's it. Meanwhile, the dancers are getting furious because this Take Two and making out is kind of their show, and they're thanking everyone for coming down and saying well done to all the dancers and make sure you support the charity. They're basically doing what either the organiser or the compere should do. And taking way too long. Then they did another song. So this is now a three-song encore. So they've overrun by 20 minutes of someone else's show, which, as you know, I've sacked people for myself.
Yeah.
And then they start thanking all their girlfriends and mates for coming down. I'm just going, will you just fuck off? Anyway, they eventually walked off. By which time, when they started the encore, I went out for a fag. And there were a few people out there. I said, look, I'm not being rude, but I just... They're all right blokes, actually. I just fucking hate Take That. They went, oh, we do as well. We can't fucking stand them. So we're all having a real moan about it. And they're going, and they're doing too fucking long. They go, well, just get them off. Fine, I'll try. So anyway, when they go back in and they finish it, they finally finish up and walk up, I just went on and went, take two. And carried on, just not giving them an applause, nothing, just fuck them, they've done all that themselves, fuck them. So then they said that the organiser, Bernie, had said, look, because one of the burlesque acts had dropped out, she got an extra act on. Now, he's already running late. He said, it's this bloke. He's a break dancer. And I'm going, you couldn't get any less burlesque than take that and then a fucking break dancer. Anyway, I introduced this bloke, Tony. He was brilliant.
Yeah?
He was absolutely brilliant, yeah. Just watching this guy, and suddenly everyone who's hated take that is now standing up and clapping along, fucking loving his... Guy was amazing. He's just walking about on his hands. He's doing robotics on his hands. Right? He's fucking amazing to watch. This incredible guy. And anyway, he does it brilliant in about 5 minutes. Walked off, completely lifted the place. Then there was the last dance by one of the troops. Then I walked on, wrapped it all up and fucked off. All fine. This week, I'm in Dis on Thursday and Chester on Saturday. If you come to it in Chester, it's called Alexander's. It's one I go back to once a year. Really good indeed. If you're in the Chester area, come along. This, I'm afraid, I don't know where I'm playing. I haven't got the details to hand. And I was just going to mention that the Sunday after, April the 25th, is my fabulous Dolly Remixer night, featuring Bridget Handy and the Dark Shadows. And to give you a little taste of what they're like, here they are now.
Yeah!
Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows, Tony, from their six-track EP Standoff. You will be seeing them live and direct at Remix Nightclub in Hitchin on April the 25th. Make sure you get down to see them. What one knows, Tony, what is Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows MySpace page?
I think it's just myspace.com/Bridget Hanley.
It is.
Oh.
It's probably been Internet 4, Tony 3. What a comeback. You're listening to the Chart Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week. And regular listeners to the show will know that I haven't asked you anything yet. I'm going to ask it now. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for your nominations so far. I still need more, I'm afraid. It's running desperately low. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do email me. Every twat greatly appreciated, and I will respond to all of them. Thank you very much. This week it's from Graham Holland, who says,
"Hi, Graham!"
Finally. So we've had both Grahams. Hi, Tony. I've got an Izzy twat for you. On Easter Sunday, the 4th of April, I flew back from a trip to Berlin with my partner Richard. We were joined on the flight by a group of young men from somewhere in Manchester. Unfortunately for them, they were unable to get seats all sitting together, so one of them was forced to sit next to me. Richard was by the window and I was in the middle, so this guy was in the aisle seat. When he got on the plane at 5 p.m, it was obvious that he'd already been drinking for most of the day. His fingers were all black, don't know why, and really don't want to think about it. And the first thing he started to do was roll up his trouser leg and start squeezing an abscess.
Oh God!
When the plane was taking off, he undid his seatbelt, broke open his duty-free bag, and started drinking the cans of Beck's he'd bought in the airport. He then promptly spilt it under the seat and soaked the jacket of the person sitting behind him. When he was told by the crew he wasn't allowed to drink his own booze on board, he promptly ordered pear cider for himself and all his mates scattered up and down the plane. He was paying for his drinks on a credit card when he said to a crew member that it wasn't right about the booze. She'd taken another can of Beck's one. "What are you going to do about it if I do it again?" he whinged. She said that the police would be called and would be waiting for him when he went through customs. "Ah, but you don't know my name, so how are you going to tell the police?" he said. "Your name is Jay Pearson," she said, handing his credit card back to him. About an hour into the flight, Jay got up to go and talk to his friends in the middle of the plane, so I went to complain to the staff at the back. When I asked them why they were serving alcohol to someone who was obviously already pissed, they said they weren't doctors and therefore weren't qualified to say if somebody had had too much to drink. Goodness knows how all those landlords across the UK cope without medical training. Eventually, the staff refused to serve him any more alcohol, although that didn't stop him from...
Hold on. Well, that's when they became doctors.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so they weren't doctors until they had to be, right?
Exactly, yeah. Although that didn't stop him from bouncing back and forth in his seat and hanging over the seat in front of him so they could talk to one of his friends diagonally opposite him. When we eventually landed and we were all stood up waiting for the doors to open, he had sat back down in his seat. Standing too long was a bit too much for him, and I took great delight in accidentally bashing his sore leg with my bag as I took it down from the overhead locker. So for making a 2-hour journey feel more like a 4-hour journey, and for having absolutely no regard for the comfort of other passengers, and for being a gross, stupid, ignorant twat, Jay Pearson from somewhere in Manchester is a twat. Graham Holland. I think that's bang on.
It's utterly justified. Utterly justified. You don't need people like that on a plane. It's just. Well, imagine what you'd have been like, Tone.
I would have bit him.
You'd have been under immense, but you would have bit him.
I'd have bit him.
You would have actually bitten him, yeah. you'd have gone feral.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't expecting you to say that, though. But yeah, I reckon you would have bitten him.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Let's go for it.
Okay, so Jay Pearson from somewhere in Manchester
is a twat.
Cheers, Graham. That was great.
Cheers, Graham. And one moment of stewardess brilliance there. Ha ha, you don't know my name. Yes, I do, Jay Pearson. Time for the last song. Now, this is, again, when I discovered the Quake CDs, I found this CD underneath them by We The Faceless. Now, this is, again, it's a six-track EP that came out in 2008 that we were sent. And I've got a feeling that we have played this song before. But when I was listening through this CD, I just thought it went really well with how the show's been this week, with its fairly dark aspects. And We The Faceless are a decent bunch of lads that like it when we play them. So I'm calling this From The Vaults, because I think we have played it before, but I'm not absolutely sure. What I want to know is, Tony, what is We The Faceless's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WeTheFaceless.
It is.
Ooh.
It's Tony Four, Paulie B and the Internet Four. This really has been a game of two halves. And this is Franco's Parrot.
You call me up, but I said no, I won't go. I'm busy shadow boxing in the backyard. You call me up, but I said no, I won't go. I'm busy teaching the children how to pray. You call me up, but I said no, I won't go. I'm busy drinking wine for my lover's lips. No, I won't go.
Thank you all so much for tuning in once again this week to the show that I didn't realise people had got shows as far back as late 2005. Good lord, this is going to be one of the longest running podcasts there is.
I think so. We started July 2005, so it's nearly our birthday as well.
Fuckeration. Blimey. Anyway, thank the lord then that it goes out on three internet stations, which are
Husty Skunk, which is hustyskunk.com, Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org, and Roach Radio, which is on Facebook now. MySpace.com/Roach Radio, but I don't know what the Facebook is. But search for Roach Radio.
Yeah, search for Roach Radio on Facebook and you'll find it. And also, please do, if you get the chance, write as a reviewer your respective iTunes. How do they do that, Tony?
You can go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our page on the music store where you can subscribe to the show, and you can also review us. You will have to log in, it is free, but just log in and vote for review us, rather. 5 stars, and we'll read out your review.
That would be very nice. There's a possibility that I'll see some of you at either Dis on Thursday or Chester on Saturday. Tony, have you got anything that you're pushing this week?
No, not this week. No.
Well, in that case, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo! Apoo!